This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The federal government has elevated the national preparedness level to 5, the highest level, because of dozens of wildfires across the West. Colorado fire official Tracy LeClaire says this means more competition for resources.
We have been a very high priority in the state and in the nation, so we are still receiving the orders that are being placed, and then they're just reevaluating based on the growth early this morning to see what additional resources they may want to place orders for today.
There are nearly 900 crew members working the Pine Gulch fire north of Grand Junction, which has burned more than 125,000 acres and is now the second largest fire in Colorado recorded history. There are dozens of oil and gas wells in and around the perimeter of the Pine Gulch fire. CPR's Paulo Schaltzeda reports.
Fire official Pat Seekins says facilities in the southwest portion of the fire have been confirmed as damaged. He says they're working with companies in the area to protect infrastructure from fire damage.
And identifying those gas lines, those oil well sites that are of concern, whether they're threat or damaged, so they can get assessments on where the fire is going. We want to get ahead of that, which we feel like we are.
Seekins says most oil and gas infrastructure has been unaffected by the fire and that threat assessments are ongoing. I'm Paul Schalzda, CPR News.
97 and sunny in Grand Junction, 95 partly cloudy in Denver. It's 83 and mostly sunny in Vail. You're listening to CPR News.